Want to have your own business but don't want to start from scratch? Franchising might be the answer you're looking for. Welcome to the Level Up with Nick Lopez Show, the show that brings you thought leaders in business, franchising, and high-performance personal development. Whether you're a buyer, seller, franchisee, franchisor, or consultant, find everything you need to know about franchising right here. Own a business without the pain and financial losses that come with creating it. Find the time, freedom, and financial independence you can have through entrepreneurship. Learn how franchising can help you get there. Listen up and get ready for another episode of The Level Up with Nick Lopez Show.
Welcome to The Level Up Show with Nick Lopez, where we have the absolute pleasure of learning from thought leaders in business, franchising, and high performance personal development. Today's guest goes without exception. He originally spent time in the finance world and investing. Of course, he stumbled into franchising. He's worked with hundreds of franchise brands and is currently heading a very unique value add in the franchise space. I'm excited to dive in with the founder and CEO of FranShares, Kenny Rose. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Nick. Very excited to chat with you.
Absolutely. So, you know, I've been wanting to dive into this conversation and just pick your brain around what you're doing. Clearly, Kenny, you have a very innovative solution, and I'm excited to share it with the world. But before we dive into FranShares, you know, so many folks have ideas of what franchising is, right? They drive by McDonald's and Burger King and the like. That is usually what franchising is thought of. Isn't really known that, you know, if it's ethical, makes money, and is legal, it can be franchised. And that includes things like a painting brand or a home cleaning brand, yogurt stands, whatever it is, everything in between. Like I said, if it's ethical, makes money, and is legal, it can be franchised. And so not a lot of folks say, hey, I'm going to get into the franchise space and deliberately do that. Franchising has a way of finding folks. And so, Kenny, I wanted to hear from you. How did franchising find you?
Yeah, it's a great question. Everyone always has a very different answer to that, I'm sure. I was coming off the world of finance. I was at Merrill Lynch up in San Francisco, and I saw, you know, being 10, 15 years ago, I saw robo-advisors come in, and I was like, oh, I need to see what else is out there. And family friend, who's the CEO of a company that coaches CEOs, he says, hey, you know, let's chat about your next step. I said, of course, why not? Great person to talk to. They threw me an absolute curveball. He said, what do you know about franchising? And I said, pretty much what you said. I'm like, McDonald's, Subway, Taco Bell. And I kind of turned, I'm like, what do you know about franchising? And he tells me that his company's a franchise, which I never knew. Like, there's a franchise for coaching CEOs. That's when I find out they franchise everything. So I kind of had that same thought of like, this is a very big industry to not know that much about, and that a lot of people don't. So I like being the big fish in a little pond and just kind of dove headfirst into it.
Right. Yeah. It's exciting how franchising has a way of just breaking paradigms and showing you, as Matt Haller, current CEO of the International Franchise Association, puts it, it's the greatest wealth generating platform. And it's capitalism at its finest, right? It's a fast track to entrepreneurship and the American dream, all the benefits of being a business owner. And you can do that in community with others. And so franchising is a space that has a lot of different supporting partners that make the space successful, partners around data collecting or marketing. There's so many components of running a successful company. And as a result, it leads to a lot of innovation. And so, you know, I've been mentioning it and holding off, but the moment is here. Drum roll. You know, how did you come about founding a company like FranShares? What is it? How'd you start it? Let the people know.
Yeah, happy to. So, you know, when I got into the franchise world, I got into the side of franchise brokerage. I know you've had a bunch of guests on here talking about that side of things. And, you know, as I did it throughout the years, I was with the largest brokerage at the time called FranNet, and eventually started my own shop. And throughout this time, I kept hearing a lot of the same things, that most people don't have six or seven figures of cash to throw into a business. Sometimes, like, you know, they have transferable skill sets, but we're not sure if they're really the right ones for it. And then also it's like, you know, maybe they're just really happy in their full-time job and don't want to move out of it. And so it was, you know, how can you invest in franchises like stocks? And so I had been sitting on this idea for a couple of years, and then the pandemic hit and I read an article. People were gambling on the stock market because sports were not. And I was just like, oh, now's the time. Like I think I said I'm late, but better now than never. And so I shut down my brokerage and started putting this together and basically creating Franchares, which is the first platform that allows anyone to invest in franchises like stocks for as little as $500. So we're connecting retail and institutional investors to franchisees and franchisors seeking capital.
So if I am somebody wanting to put my money somewhere and I don't want to put it in the stocks, how do I look at this as a diversification strategy?
Yeah, well, I mean, really, it's just like you put your portfolio into different assets like real estate, maybe collectibles, gold, bonds, stocks. There's just different ways that you want to diversify in different types of assets. And so franchising is one where you can add that like income side of things to it, because most people are looking for a passive income stream, but outside of real estate, it's pretty tough to find. It's also something that's really not as correlated with the stock market. You know, like Apple's stock could be going down, but like people are still painting houses and getting their hair cut. So it's really something that allows you to invest in small businesses to diversify away from all the very big ones you find in the stock market.
Sure. So it's like investing in a stock, but what would you call this form? Is there a space? Is this a type of investing? Just coming from a layman standpoint, what would I coin this? What bucket would this be?
I mean, this is an alternative investment. So just like you'd have like that bucket's usually like real estate and things like that. Yeah, it's just franchise investing is a whole new type of bucket. So, you know, shares of franchises, hence franchise.
Oh, okay. So it's not like you're directly investing in stocks. You're going to work with franchisees directly, who is going to make connections and pool groups of franchise brands together that allows you to invest in like a segment within the franchise space, for example.
Yeah. So you can invest in like individual franchisees, different verticals within it, or just diversified portfolios.
Oh my gosh. So you can go as far as investing in particular franchise owners, not just a brand or multiple brands, but all the way down to the franchisees.
Exactly. Yeah. We start off in like specific verticals, but you know, also when you're investing, you get to like see who these owners are, understand their story and why you want to be a part of it. And eventually, yeah, you'll be able to stand a location and be able to invest directly in those owners. So come in a few months from now, hopefully.
Oh, that's great. So this is very cutting edge. You're right on the forefront of developing these investment solutions in the franchise space.
Yep, exactly. We're really excited over here.
Oh, wow. So how do you go about finding brands that you're going to invest in, or even franchise owners, right? I'm an investor and hey, Kenny, I'm interested in the franchise space. I want to invest and have some passive income. How do you formalize that ability for an investor to invest this way?
Yeah. So we kind of take like a top-down approach for we look at it. So first we want to look at different industries and see which industries have been growing over time and have a lot of long-term growth potential. You know, they're more Amazon resistant or, you know, they're people have been more heading in that direction. And then we see, okay, these industries are ones that we see are growing. What are the better brands within there? And so this came from also a decade in the franchise brokerage space, but tearing through all the top franchises in those different areas, typically looking at some of the bigger brands that are out there for now. And then from there, when we're talking to owners, you know, we're actually usually introduced to owners from the franchisors themselves, because they know, hey, these are the best operators that are looking to expand, but can't get access to a loan. And they're very good at what they do. Or, you know, they're the prospective franchisees that have all of the great background for it, but lack the capital for it. And so franchisors know who performs best in their systems. And so especially when they're working with someone like us, they want to make sure they're bringing the best ones to us so that we can keep investing in more in the future.
And really strengthen that relationship. Clearly, there's mutual value there on all sides. You know, you took the thought right out of my head there around, you know, your background with BrandNet, right? One of the world's largest franchise consulting networks, and your brokerage firm that you're referring to, all you really did was do just this, investigate and due diligence on franchise brands. And from what I know, no one's really standardized this. And I love the name Franchares, right? And so thank you for painting this picture of what franchise is in the franchise space. And clearly it's a unique diversification strategy, never been done before, very innovative. Kenny Rose, congratulations. I look forward to seeing the value that you bring to the space. And, you know, the ease of investing, clearly there is value on the franchisor, the franchisee, the investor side. Everybody wins in this model, right? And clearly it's spearheaded by due diligence and expertise of the industry, which you have had plenty of exposure throughout your career. So, you know, when you talk about crowdfunding, how is that different than raising money in general? Can you speak to that a little bit? This whole idea of crowdfunding and how it relates to franchises?
Yeah, definitely. So really your other options that you typically could have are like you're going for a bank loan or private equity. I will say 99.9% of owners aren't going to fall into the private equity realm of things. Like they usually want to deploy 20, 30, 40 million at a time. And so you have to be a very well ramped up franchisee to even be looked at by private equity. Even then, the ones I've talked to that have got, you know, franchisees, a lot of them say it's kind of like getting a boss. I don't want to be a boss for these franchisees. I want to be a partner with them and help them grow, provide all the resources I can and let them work. And then when you look at like the bank lending side of things, you know, typically they're asking you to have a couple million in assets or so that you can guarantee be able to secure the loan. And especially after you get that first loan for maybe your first, second or third location, when you go back for the next one, you're ready to expand. They kind of look at it like you own a bunch of houses. They're like, oh, we've got all this debt from these three other houses. Why would we give you a loan for a fourth? But in franchising, it's, well, you spent all the time to build up this foundation. They know how to do it now. Now they're ready to scale. And so exactly when the banks are shutting the doors on them, that's when you actually want to be investing in them. They've done the hardest part of it. Now they're ready to scale. And besides that, we don't just bring a check. Like we want to, again, bring all these other resources for them. So like for franchisees, like you're a small business owner. And so a lot of times it can be hard to get things like, you know, doing permits, the construction project management, how you do insurance with employees. And we actually provide all those different resources for them so that we can help them make their business even more successful, both for how they grow it themselves, but also for benefits they can offer employees. And so if you're able to offer better benefits for employees, you get higher quality talent, less turnover, and you can increase your returns. And so that's why we really want to provide all these different resources that they'll have access to. So, you know, again, we can really just increase their returns over time.
Yeah, it's tremendous. And clearly you can see that it's a passive investment opportunity. You're investing in a franchise owner that's past that initial investment, which the SBA or some alternative funding options are going to allow for an owner to open the doors and get into business. But when they're ready to take the next step, that's where franchisees can come in and help the franchise partner go to the next level. And that, as an investor, provides a pretty turnkey option or an investment opportunity. So can you speak to how this is passive? I hear passive investment pretty often, right? It's definitely a running trend as of the past few years in a lot of different ways. And that can obviously be applied in franchising. So what do you mean by passive investing through franchisees?
Yeah. So we're bringing together a crowd of investors. And so what they're investing in is actual owner operators. So the person who owns it, someone who's actually there every day, it is their full-time ownership and that they are running it. And so basically you're really just providing capital that's going to allow them to scale. And then as they continue to scale, they pay out dividends to investors. And so it's really the most true passive form of income. It's very much like real estate, not like if you're being the property manager, but if you're investing into like a real estate fund. They have property managers, they have management companies. So it's really the same type of thing, but replacing real estate with franchising.
And so from your experience in franchising, clearly franchisees is launching and will only continue to bring value in time. But prior to getting into franchisees and just throughout your experience in the space, you know, what makes for a savvy investor?
Yeah, well, I'd say savvy investors are educated investors. I've always been education first in everything. We saw crypto and NFTs and all that stuff blow up over the last few years. And I think that's due to lack of education. And even though franchising is a great investment, I don't believe in investing in something you don't understand. And so we'd like to provide a ton of educational materials, everything from white papers to blogs, videos. And so we want people to go and understand everything about first franchising and then the actual investment opportunity that you're looking at. And so that's the best way to become savvy, is to know what you're investing in and truly understand it. It's not like a YOLO, shoot it into the wind and hopefully it comes back. It's like, no, you should be educated and prepared and like understand how it works and be able to explain it yourself too.
What is your vision for FranShares as it continues to provide this new option in franchising and clearly a turnkey way for investors to plug in and really supercharge operators? Where do you see FranShares going here in the next 2-3 years? I mean, my goodness, yeah. 2-3 years is a long time with how quickly things go nowadays, but if we're to keep it to a 2-3 year trajectory, what does that look like?
Yeah. Well, one thing I noticed over the decade in the brokerage side is that there seems to be a big separation between where the money is and who the operators are. And so we're really trying to separate these two. And so we see it as something where, like, in the next 2-3 years, I mean, we've already had so many franchise brands reach out to us that want to offer this as something to their franchisees, both existing and prospective ones. So honestly, I see this as like one of the biggest ways that people are funding their businesses, that they're bringing on equity partners, not just taking on a bunch of debt. We see it as like, this should be the new normal. You know, you want people that are in your corner backing you, not just trying to make you afraid of making payments back. You know, it's like they're partners in you with this. But, you know, we also want to expand into like all sorts of different verticals. You know, we've done food and waste management and looking into a bunch of others right now. But I'd like to, 2-3 years from now, I'd love if we've touched on most of the categories that franchising exists in and, you know, offer those all as investment opportunities for people.
Yeah. And so how do you go about finding investors?
Yeah. The thing is, investors are naturally curious people. And so, you know, we like to go to where they're learning about stuff, whether that could be financial education websites, maybe it's places they're learning about franchising. There's other alternative investing platforms that don't do franchising. And so we like to advertise and speak to people who are like already interested in this area, because really those are your early adopters, are ones who have a natural curiosity in it. They're looking to do new things. And frankly, like when they're already looking for new ideas, they see, they tend to get this pretty quickly. So I'd say really just meeting them where they're trying to get educated, because again, we're pretty educational first.
Do you have any targets for funding targets that are on the whiteboard and maybe like a 12-month projection in terms of just amount of funds to raise?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, honestly, within the next 18 months, our goal is to get to $150 million on the platform, which we already had the largest launch ever for an alternative investing platform with over 18 million in investment subscriptions. And so we think that's very doable. And especially with a lot of the opportunities that we have and we're bringing more on, we see that very possible. As you see, by me, we've got over 40,000 people on the wait list. So we've got hungry investors, excited franchisors and franchisees. And so now it's just connecting the two.
Deploying.
It sounds a lot simpler when I say it that way, but yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But deploying those efforts and bringing them full circle, is there a platform or some way for an investor to reach out with interest? You talk about these capital raises. How does that work? If I'm an investor, how do I get involved?
Yeah. So if you go to the website, you can hop on our waitlist and you can actually check out whatever is already open or stay on that waitlist for future offerings. You know, as soon as they're coming out, and we love to actually ask our investors things too, because we want to see what's interested them. I like to say that you can't tell people how it's going to work. You should go find out what they're looking for and be able to build for them. And so hop on the waitlist and stay tuned for stuff. I always encourage people to follow me on LinkedIn too. I do a lot of stuff on there and drop little Easter eggs and breadcrumbs for things that are coming up soon. So yeah, those are definitely the best ways.
Yeah. In a world where folks are so full of immediate gratification and they are going onto your wait list, how long should they expect to wait?
Depends on the offerings coming up. Could be a couple weeks, could be a couple months. Time will tell there, but you won't have the option if you're not at bat. So that's why I say hop on the wait list and keep an eye out for what's coming out.
Awesome. Anything else you would share related to getting involved, learning more?
I love when people reach out to me, especially on LinkedIn, and like ask questions on there. You know, it really helps to like understand people's interest, how they hear about us, what they're hoping for, and being able to really engage with people. Like last year, I did a 3-month span where I talked to 600 people on our waitlist one-on-one for like 15 minutes each, because I really want to understand what people are looking for and what their goals are. And so I take consumer feedback at the highest priority.
It's great to hear. Love to hear that. When did you start raising?
We launched about a year ago. Still pretty fresh. So hence the next 2-3 years we're really excited for.
When are you planning on deploying these investments?
Oh, we've already started. Yeah, there's already, like I said, we've already raised over $18 million, and that's already been underway and deployed. And so got nothing to be up on the wait list. You'll get added to our newsletter. You can see updates. Like, I was just at a grand opening for a location this past weekend. Went and visited a couple other ones that'll be opening soon, the last two weekends before that. So we've got a lot coming down the pipeline I'm excited for.
Yeah. Do you find that to date you're starting to see trends around where the funds are being deployed, what sectors in franchising?
Well, yeah, when people invest, like, it's not just like a blank check thing. Like, you actually see like what brands and locations you're investing in. So you'll be able to say, okay, I'm doing these industries, these specific brands, and these are the target geographies we're opening in. And so they get to know ahead of time. Yeah. So it's not just a blind pool. I think people like stocks, they generally want to know what they're investing in.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you see any trends where those funds are falling? Maybe quick service restaurants, home improvement, health and wellness, any themes?
Literally all of those and more. It's amazing how much it tends to be all over the place because they just love the idea of franchising as a whole. I think most people know franchising for fast food and quick service restaurants. But then when we bring them like these home improvement or business services, things like that, they tend to love it because they're just like, I didn't know this was franchised, but I love the business model here. So yeah, let's get in.
Yeah, clearly an easy way to diversify your cash flow and acquire some passive investments. If I'm an investor and I'm just somebody that navigates fear and uncertainty, and I am, you know, a little fearful of investing in this way, what would you say? How would you help somebody navigate some of the fear that goes into investing?
Well, never invest in something that you are afraid of. That's why I say education is the biggest thing in your arsenal, is that you can go and actually start understanding, like, you have a fear, get educated on it. Understand, is this fear warranted or was it just you get in your own head? If it's something where like, wow, I don't have answers on this and I don't know, you probably should stay away. Versus if it's something that like you actually do understand, but you're just getting in your own head, it's like, hey, logic is telling you that this is right, so then it's right. But yeah, so investigation, research, and education are definitely my main ways of how you get over fear. It's understanding.
Is there a limit on what an investor can invest?
Our minimum is $500, but there's no maximum. We've seen some big ones in there.
Yeah, absolutely. I could see some big ones in there. It's a great way to diversify and acquire some passive investments in the franchise space. So delivering some tremendous value to franchisors, franchisees, and passive investors. Kenny Rose, it's really been a pleasure having you on the show. But before we wrap up, I'd like to ask you, clearly an individual that has been hooked by franchising, has done a tremendous amount of awesome things in the space. Why do you love franchising so much?
Great question. So I'm son of an entrepreneur and I've watched him build things from scratch over the years. And I think there were two things. Like, one, I didn't have a super unique idea yet, wanted to be a business owner. And so that's how I originally ended up in franchising. You know, these days, I feel like just about everything's been done. And so it's more about how to do it right. And so franchising gives you this platform of, hey, here is the business ready to roll. It requires someone who's ready to go after it. And that's really what people want, is that a lot of people go after owning a business with an idea that's not fully thought out, or they're undercapitalized, or all these things. It's that, like, I mean, that's just increasing the odds of failure. Franchising greatly reduces them because you know what you're getting yourself into, how to do it, how much it's going to cost. I think you said it great before, is that it's creating the path to entrepreneurship for people.
Yeah, well said. Kenny Rose, the son of an entrepreneur, somebody who appreciates business done right and can have a playbook business, but at the same time, dips his toes in innovation. Clearly, BrandShares is an innovative solution in the franchise space. Kenny Rose, you have a huge fan in myself. I'm sure the audience will become fans as well. With that being said, please like the show, subscribe, but more importantly, contribute to the conversation here. Kenny and I would most certainly appreciate any context, thoughts, questions. So as we wrap up here, Kenny, how can folks get in touch with you?
Best way is add me on LinkedIn, shoot me a message, let me know the show you heard about us on, and also hop on the waitlist at franchishares.com.
Get on the waitlist. Hurry up. BrandShares, Kenny Rose, welcome. Appreciate it. And as always, level up.
Love it. Thanks for having me on, Nick.
You bet. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Level Up with Nick Lopez show. Remember, It's never too late to get started on your entrepreneurial journey. Don't forget to subscribe, like, and share if you enjoyed today's segment. Catch us again next week and visit limepainting.com for more of the Level Up with Nick Lopez show.